We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Ranji on KMOX in place of Kevin Wheeler. He's fine. He just had to take a day off, so he gets a three-day week. There's nothing like a three-day weekend, except there's only one thing in the world better than a three-day weekend, four-day weekend. Four-day weekends are the best. Tyler Rosen is producing the show tonight. We thank him for his hard work, and we thank you for listening tonight. I told you that we were going to talk some Blues hockey, and we're going to do that with this gentleman, Lou Korak, who covers the Blues for the NHL, for NHL.com, in fact. You've probably read his work here in St. Louis for a very long time, and as the Blues take on Seattle tonight in Seattle, Lou joins us on KMOX. Good evening, Lou. Thanks for being with us.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to talk to you again. It's been a while, and it's been a long time since we've had a chance to talk some Blues hockey, a team that is, they're playing pretty well right now. They've won six of their last eight games. A lot of come-from-behind victories. So as you look at this team now and the way it has been playing, where would you put it as far as a team that's fun to watch in terms of recent Blues teams? Obviously the Cup team is, you know, number one, but you look at this team and the collection and the way it's all kind of coming together. How do you see it?
Well, I'd put it right up there with what you saw in 2019. Obviously, certain variable differences there. I would probably rank the defensive unit better on that 2019 team, but to me, this year, the overall depth is much better. The offense is more balanced and deeper. You've obviously seen that because, you know, unlike 2019, when you didn't have to, you know, you're going to deal with injuries every year, but you didn't have to deal with COVID. And, you know, teams have had to deal with that for, you know, the last really three seasons now. And the way this team has dealt with the losses that they've had and the pieces that they've brought in to sort of be stopgaps is pretty remarkable, Chris. I'll be honest with you. They've not only kept their head above water. I mean, they've stayed up there, and they've never were any danger of going down under. It's, you know, they've been able to collect points. You just, at the time when this stuff was happening, and you just had a recent, you know, surge of it here when you had Shen and Tarasenko, Parayko was out, Perron was out. I mean, you know, right there, that's an entire line of top six guys that were missing, and your top defenseman who plays the most minutes, and yet they were able to find a way to win. I mean, it's just an example of what this team has been doing. And not only have they put themselves in a good position as they almost wrap up the first half of the season here, you know, they're comfortably in a playoff spot right now. You don't want to take it for granted, but it's a place that I didn't know that they could be in, just with the amount of losses that they've had due to COVID and due to injuries. So I'd put them right up there with that 2019 team, because they're showing all the signs that this might be a pretty special run again. Obviously, a lot has to fall into place, but so far, so good.
Yeah, well, how important is depth when it comes to that? Because obviously you want premier talent, and they've got that too, but depth can carry you for a while, but it's not necessarily the thing that can win a Stanley Cup for you. So in the context of this team, how important is it if they're going to make a Stanley Cup run this year?
But I think it's huge because, you know, and that's why, you know, a lot of people think, you know, when teams talk about it, they seem to think that, you know, it's cliche, but it's not, because, you know, there's going to be injuries again. You know, you'd like to think that, you know, not everybody has had, you know, COVID symptoms, and obviously the NHL we see are starting to lighten up on their protocols. And, that's kind of a way of getting back to some normalcy, obviously, but, there's going to be injuries again. I mean, it's inevitable. I mean, it's a grueling, it's a demanding sport, and you have to have guys that can step into the lineup and sort of say, I guess, not miss a beat. You'd like it, you know, that would be, in a perfect world, the ideal situation. And really, when you look at these guys, I mean, 23-11-5, you'd have to think, well, if you're on the outside looking in and not understand what's going on, you'd think, well, they've been healthy, you know, they've been able to keep guys in the lineup. Well, no. But, you know, those stopgap guys that you bring up from Springfield, that's why, you know, your AHL teams, you have to stock them down there, and you have to draft well. I mean, it's almost like, you know, a Ferris wheel. You want to keep this thing going round and round, because, you know, there's going to be turnover. There's going to be new guys coming in, and, you know, you're going to have to find guys that are going to be those stopgap guys for you when you do miss key contributors. And so far they've been able to do that with guys like Logan Brown. Nathan Walker's jumped in. Let's see, you know, they brought up Alexei Toropchenko. I can keep going on and on here. And these guys have filled in quite admirably. So you have to be impressed with it. And it's certainly something that teams, you know, they like to talk about it quite a bit. And now, you know, firsthand seeing it, you know, from covering the team, you understand why it's important, because without them, they wouldn't be where they're at right now.
Talking Blues with Lou Korak here on KMOX, and you still got Nashville and Colorado in front. And I've been sort of riding the Colorado train. Not that I'm rooting for them or anything, but it's always felt like they've been, at least the last couple of years, it's felt like they've been on the verge of actually winning the whole thing. I thought last year going into the playoffs, that was my favorite. That was my team I thought was going to win the whole thing. Obviously, it didn't work out. You know, you look at them, where do the Blues compare, in your opinion, when it comes to the Avalanche, when it comes to the Preds?
I think overall, they're probably still a notch below them. Not too far, though. I mean, yeah, Colorado, you know, they're the class of the Central Division right now, and playing lights-out hockey. I mean, you know, they've had the games in hand, and they're starting to pull away in first place. And, heck, you can make the case that they're, you know, they're the class of the Western Conference and maybe of the entire league. But, you know, I think that, you know, they can be had in a 7-game series. But to me, it's going to take, you know, you're going to have to take away a team like that. You have to take away their speed and skill. That's what they're predicated on. That's what they're all about. You have to try to take advantage of their vulnerabilities. And to me, I think where you can maybe take advantage of them is with their goaltending and with, just a punishing game, some physicality. You saw what Vegas, you know, did to them last year. They just played bigger and they played smarter, and they were able to push. You know, you hear a lot of coaches say, Ken Hitchcock was really good at this, and saying, you want to try to push a team out of the series. And that made sense for me. It didn't make sense for me at the time when he said it, but then I kind of understood what he meant. And nothing was truer than when you watched Vegas. They pushed Colorado out of that series after falling behind 2-0. So right now, you know, Colorado's going to continue to be hungry because, like you said, they haven't won it yet. They're being built to win it with all their talent that they have. And, you know, it's undeniable, but I don't think the Blues are that far behind. Could they use maybe another piece or two? I would think so. And to me, probably on the defensive end, if they can somehow, and Doug Armstrong's been pretty shrewd with his deals. You've seen that here. And the most recent past, if they can maybe get themselves another defenseman, kind of a stay-at-home guy that's his specialty is on the defensive end, I think the Blues can challenge them, no doubt about it.
And as we talk now, we are exactly 2 months away from the trade deadline on March 21st. Is that the direction they go? I mean, obviously, a lot of things can happen between now and then, and, you know, maybe a different need arises. But is that the most likely path if they do anything?
I think so. I mean, you'd like to think that your goaltending is on a solid foundation. You know, Jordan Binnington's had some ups and downs, and it's reflective in his numbers. But, you know, I'll tell you what, Ville Husso, boy, he's shown the capability that they've got a pretty good 1-2 punch there. So you have to feel good about your goaltending right now. And like I mentioned to you earlier, your forwards are very deeply balanced, and you've got a lot of depth there. So, yeah, if you want to use the word vulnerability or maybe a need, probably a need is a better way of saying it. Yeah, I would think just a stay-at-home defenseman that could complement maybe your top four is probably an area that they're going to be looking at. And if you can somehow find somebody that you can bring in there without really disrupting your core or even some of your up-and-coming young talent, which is going to be tough to do, but that's why Doug Armstrong's been able to pull these off. If you're able to do something along those lines, I think that's the direction they're going to look at.
Talking with Lou Korak on KMOX, and I see their, you know, their the Seattle Kraken, their opponent tonight, and I look at their record, I see what they've been doing this year, and it's not much. I mean, it kind of feels like we're in a return to normalcy after what's been happening with Vegas, the expansion team over the last few years, you know, an actual cup contender, which isn't supposed to happen like that when you're expansion. You're supposed to suck for a while. And here are the Kraken, and they suck. And like, okay, this is how it's supposed to be. Even though they're, you know, they've got a fantastic uniform, and I love their logos. I think they've done all the marketing stuff right. But it's kind of nice to see an expansion team be bad for a while.
Well, yeah, especially, you know, for a team like the Blues, you're going into that game thinking, it's 2 points we should have. It's 2 points we need. But you know what? Chris, you can't look at it that. I mean, Seattle came in to St. Louis last week and had the Blues down going into the third period. That's one of those games where you were talking about come from behind victories. And these are the kinds of teams, though, that you can't take for granted, though, because, you know, they really have nothing to lose. And there's some pretty good talent on that team. I mean, they're going to miss Jaden Schwartz, a familiar face there again tonight. He's out. Vince Dunn will be in the lineup for Seattle. And they've won two in a row now. They won again last night. So these are the teams, you know, you don't want to overlook. But you're right. I mean, when you're a newcomer in a league, you want to think that you're going to have to start from the bottom up and just start working your way up. You're right. This is a normal feeling to me. Vegas is just one of those lightning in a bottle type things that happened. And I don't think the NHL is going to make that mistake again, but you know, you're right. Seattle is doing, they're doing everything the right way. They're building a foundation. That's a part of it too. I mean, but you're building a foundation. And I think their fan base understands that because I've watched a number of their games and they're pretty tempered. I mean, they're not, you know, already abandoning these guys because they're not very good and whatnot, but they have something, you know, that they can build on. So yeah, it'll be the Blues first trip in that building. And I haven't been in there, but I heard it's magnificent. I'm looking forward to one day going there to see it. But, you know, on paper, this is a game, you know, you're better than this team. And this is a game that you have to have, but you have to go out and execute. You know how that works.
I mentioned the Nashville Predators. They are in second place in the West. And what is it with the city of Nashville? Because we just got word yesterday that the Tennessee Titans are doing everything they can to keep Bengals fans from getting tickets. The Predators love doing that. They love it in the playoffs. They love trying to keep Blues fans out, Blackhawks fans out. What is it with that city?
I wish I had an answer for you, but you know what? I guess the only way I can look at it is you're trying to keep a true home field, home ice, home court advantage. You know, I mean, that's the best way I can put it. So, but to me, Chris, you know, it's inevitable. I mean, you're going to get fan bases in a building. That's just the way it is nowadays. People like to travel and go see their teams and whatnot. And I think it's almost like a challenge, because I remember when the Blues played them, I believe it was, 2017 in the playoffs. And yeah, that whole keep the visiting fans out of the building. And it's just going to make them, you know, more and more determined to try to get in. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to be able to succeed on a 100% basis or not. I don't think they necessarily did, but yeah, that's good luck trying to do that in a football stadium. By the way, I don't know if you've been to the football stadium there. It's pretty nice stadium. And, you know, they do have a pretty good fan base there with the Titans. But you know what, with the Bengals finally winning a playoff game, you know, good luck trying to keep the Cincinnati faithful out of there.
I've been making the point that you should, if you're the city, take it as a compliment that people are willing to travel. And I know when your team is in the playoffs, you know, a lot of fan bases will go anywhere. But people really want to go to Nashville and hang out. So just for a weekend, yeah, take it as a compliment. You know, I'm surprised the city doesn't say, hey, cool it with this stuff. You know, we want people to travel and come to the hotels and stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you what, just, you know, as a guy who's covered the NHL for a number of years, that's one of my favorite stops. I mean, and I'm not the only one, you know, I'm sure you've heard that from a multitude of people. It's one of my favorite stops. It's kind of hard not to enjoy, you know, Broadway and Fifth Street there. You got a whole line of country bars and restaurants that you can frequent. And yeah, I mean, you know, when they get the, I can't recall off the top of my head which bowl game is it that they play there. Man, both fan bases just flock that place, and it's a place people want to go to. So yeah, I'm with you. If I'm the people and government and whatnot there of the city and the people that, you know, try to set that place up to be a place you'd want to come to, I would welcome anybody. But that's just my opinion.
So. Yeah, but I think that, you know, you're talking about the Music City Bowl, which I've never even been to Nashville. The closest I've been to Nashville is Clarksville, and that I was really young.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to get to Nashville. All of my friends love going. Everybody loves to go to Nashville, so I need to get on that. But
yeah. You're missing out. We need to get you there.
I know. I love the nightlife. And I love you, Lou, and I appreciate you being on with
me. Thanks.
Thanks for hanging
out. Absolutely.
It's good to talk to you.
Anytime. Good to talk to you too, Chris.
That is Lou Korak of NHL.com visiting with us. Blues play Seattle in a little bit over an hour from now. Come back, wrap things up. I'm Chris Ronji in for Wheeler on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.